Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For me, I don't think there's any reflection of the season as far as right now. I mean, we just beat a tough team. I mean, really all week, you know, that's what we've been harping on is really we want to end this season with a bang. So that's what we went out there and did. And those runs, I mean, they just happened, I guess. Yeah, I personally haven't heard the chants. I don't know if they were after the runs or whatnot. So I personally didn't hear the chants. Only after the game when I was going through the tunnel, that's when I heard the chants. But I mean, the season's been up and down for me and for a lot of the guys, you know, for our team in general. You know, I'm just so happy that we could end this season off with a win, you know, and we'll see what the offseason has in plan for us.
Yes, we will. Tua Tagovailoa talking yesterday to the media. Dave Hyde joins us from the Sun Sentinel. Tua's future, season's consequence. Ball's in Dolphins owner Stephen Ross's court. If he knows what to do, is the headline as we say good morning to Dave Hyde. Dave? Wow.
Saddest morning of the year, Joe. No football, right? I mean, the season goes on for a lot of teams, and it doesn't again for the Dolphins. And, you know, it's just a sad morning for me.
Yeah, listen, not making the playoffs sucks. You're exactly right. We can say it was feel good to beat the, you know, the Patriots twice in a year, and it was a good win to hang in there, and it was fun right to the end. And the Dolphins, even though they weren't playing for anything, they played hard and all that stuff, but at the end, you're not going to the playoffs. So, and we say that way too much, Dave, over the last 20-something years. So I want to ask you, the way Tua played yesterday, every time he threw it, I was scared to death there was an interception. I don't know what it was all about. If it was what are your thoughts on going forward now with Tua Tagovailoa as we break this whole thing down?
Look, the Dolphins have told us what they think about Tua, if you're listening. I mean, at the trade deadline, the owner's trying to talk to Deshaun Watson. The general manager's talking about why he's trying to upgrade from him. So forget what everybody else thinks. Just listen to the Dolphins, what they think. They're going to make a run at Deshaun Watson again. And, you know, that's sort of where they painted themselves into, having to go after a guy with 22 sexual allegations against him. I mean, I don't know how else to paint it. And it's, I feel uncomfortable about that. You know, it's the weirdest thing. They basically what they're saying is just judge us on our winning and losing if they go after a guy like and so let's judge them on their winning and losing. They started 1-7, had a bad year. I mean, yes. It wasn't a successful year, no matter how everybody wants to paint it, the feel-good win yesterday. My question is, where was the game the previous week? Where was that game the previous week when it mattered in Tennessee? And you could have – how would that game have felt if they beat New England and make the playoffs and knock New England out of the playoffs? That's a Sunday to celebrate, not a look, they played a good game, but it was inconsequential at that point.
Yeah. So let me ask you, as far as you're concerned, is we talk about these huge drafts they've had the last couple of years. I want to ask you, is Chris Greer 100% safe?
I don't think anybody's 100% safe. I have, but let's start here. Steve Ross hasn't talked in about 2 years. I have no idea what he's thinking. We know 10 years ago he went after Jim Harbaugh in the oddest move ever. Flying across the country with Jeff Ireland, and Tony Soprano was upset. We had it strange. And what he said to me after that was, hey, give me this. I went after the right guy. So I have no idea what his thoughts are on Jim Harbaugh. Look, there are a lot of things to like about Brian Flores, right? But one of them isn't putting together a staff, okay? We've looked at you're on your third offensive coordinator in 3 years. The odds are it could very well go to four in 4 years. You know, Jim Harbaugh, you know, would come in with a good staff. Okay. Now, I'm not pushing for a change at all, but I don't think there'll be a change. But look at Chris Greer. He drafted Tua over Justin Herbert. That's the type of decision that gets people fired. Okay. Let's just be honest about how this could play out. Now, I have no idea what Steve Ross is thinking.
But, David, the beginning of this whole rebuild, the whole let's get rid of Laremy Tunsil, let's get rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick, let's get draft picks, let's build this thing from scratch, from the draft up and bring in some free agents. How many moves has Chris Greer made since this whole thing started that have actually worked outside of this last year's draft and maybe picking up Ogba in free agency in that first year? There's been more misses than hits, and in that point, how do you keep him around? How does Stephen Ross and Tom Garfinkel sit in a meeting with whoever else they talk to and say, yeah, we still believe in Chris. Look what he's done the last 2 years. I just don't see that happening. How do you not get rid of Chris Greer at this point, let him pick the next quarterback and draft more players? I just don't understand how that could happen.
Well, they got a good defense. I mean, you have to give them last draft. That turned out to be a very good draft. But to me, 60% of the GM's job, any GM, is getting the quarterback right. And when you went down this road, the whole idea, all I heard from the people in charge was, we're going to come out of this with a franchise quarterback. That was the number one idea.
Not even close.
Okay? And I don't know. I really don't know who Tua is. He might develop into a good quarterback. Okay, I'm given that. It's admirable to me how he's stood in there, in the pocket, in the face of charging defensive linemen. But this whole craziness this offseason and I really admire how he's handled himself. Now, is he a elite quarterback? He doesn't have the physical skills. Okay, his arm isn't great, his mobility. I mean, those are the first runs we've really seen him make this whole season, yesterday at the end. Can he be a good quarterback? Yeah. Can he be an elite quarterback? That's what you'd be banking on if you're the Dolphins. Or really what you're saying is we're going to trade for a Deshaun Watson and then we'll be set. Okay, we'll give whatever draft picks necessary and go down that road. I don't know what the Dolphins what Steve Ross is thinking.
Well, they can't just sit here and go, you know, our offense is in great shape. I mean, this offensive line is it's not very good. It's just not very good across the board. Yesterday, Jesse Davis got benched, so Robert Jones, a rookie free agent, could play right tackle. Solomon Kinley never got back on the field, whatever. This is one of the greatest doghouses in the history of the Miami Dolphins franchise for a young player. I'm just curious. I don't trust any of those guys in the front office or coaches when it comes to the offensive line. What about you?
Yeah, let's start with the staff. They've gone through four offensive line coaches in 3 years. I mean, there has to be some stability in the offense to let it grow. Okay. And the first question is, okay, what are we going to do? I thought George Godsey, once we realized, once the play calling was given to him about game five, which is another bizarre part of this year. I mean, let's start with fundamental litmus tests for this offseason. One should be, we go into the year knowing who's calling the plays. That's, I've never heard of that being an issue with the team, and it was this year. So let's, at the end of this offseason, we should know who's calling the plays. But by game five, George Godsey, somewhere around there, he got the duties from Charlie Fry. And I thought he maximized what he had in the offense. I mean, I thought it grew. Okay. And they had 190 yards rushing, 95 yards rushing yesterday, which was staggering to me. That was shocking. And it also tells you, you know, if you get a good running back, and I mean, Duke Johnson was picked up off the scrap heap, and he averaged 4.7 yards this year. And the guys they went into the season with banking on averaged 3.6 yards rushing. That's a huge difference for this. And could that play out over a whole year? I don't know. But it sure did over the last month.
I think the frustration of offensive problems, because, Dave, I think you got to go out and get a running back. I think you got to upgrade wide receivers outside of Jalen Waddle. I think all of a sudden we just missed badly on a veteran free agent, Will Fuller. I mean, we just got absolutely – I think the part of it was a cover-up by the head coach not wanting to get into all the problems he had. Because I think it was more than just a hand. Well, he couldn't catch a ball for like 19 months. I mean, it was just
– The invisible hand. it was the strangest story. And something obviously happened. And you know, look, Brian Flores doesn't put up with crap from anybody. And so something happened between somebody and Will Fuller and the Dolphins, and he was off the team. They got to make better decisions. Like you said, Joe, personnel-wise, coach staff-wise, they have half a team right now. And the defense, you can see – You can see it's a good young defense, and as long as Xavier Howard stays at this level, because he allows so much to happen on the rest of the defense, as long as he stays at this level, it can be a really good defense.
But you know what, Dave? We go back to this problem, and I don't know if I've ever seen it this lopsided. From what you have as far as defensive talent goes to offensive talent goes, how did it get so lopsided when you're putting your draft boards together and your free agency together when you had all that money a couple years ago? How did the whole thing get so lopsided? You got maybe two or three guys you keep on offense right now for sure.
There's one guy who I can say absolutely, well, two guys, Jalen Waddle and Robert Jones are going to be, and you could probably.
Robert Hunt.
Yeah. And maybe Robert Jones after yesterday.
Maybe you're right. Extra tight end.
I thought Dave was going somewhere with that.
Extra
right,
tight end, starting right tackle. Yeah. What the hell did you see yesterday?
And the big question is, who is Tua? And I get everybody saying, looking at his winning record, he's 3-0 against the Patriots and all that. But let's be honest here. His ratings in the three Patriot games, 79.6, 73.4, and yesterday, 94.7, when the Patriots dropped, I don't know, two, three interceptions. And look, I'm not I don't know who he's going to be.
You're almost apologizing. You've done this like three times already today.
Because
you're getting blasted by Tua lovers out there that are going, you're wrong, Dave Hyde. It's not Tua. It's everybody else around Tua. Tua's good.
That's exactly right. And all I watch is a game like last night that Herbert had, and he lost. And so they're all saying, see, he lost. He can't win. And
Those people are stupid. If they're saying that, they're all like stupid. That's the dumbest thing. They want to go compare even the highlights of losing in overtime last night from Justin Herbert to Tua Tagovailoa, do they still really want to go there and make believe world?
They do, Joe. They do. They are.
Hell is wrong. Stop drinking. Vodka and cranberries, not good.
So that's where we are. And another offseason, another sad offseason. Look, the bar, what is the bar for this franchise? It seems to be getting lower and lower. Oh, my God.
500. They've had
20 years in Brian Flores. And the questions from my brethren in the media, Brian, you've had two winning seasons in 3 years. How proud are you of that? Brian, you beat the Patriots for the first time in 20 years. How proud are you of that? And I'm like, wait a second. Where was this team when it mattered, when the season started, when they brought it back through good effort and achievement and they had a chance against Tennessee? Where was the season then? To me, that was always the bar for the Dolphins franchise. But I'm an old guy and I can go back to the 80s and 90s.
So I guess this is my take with the media, because I knew there'd be some media would do this today. I think everybody's seen it's time to build around Tua and get better players around him and give him a chance to be successful. And I'm thinking the last couple of games, every time he throws it, I'm scared to death that it's going to the wrong guy. Even yesterday again, he has not played well the last couple of games. I'm shocked people are seeing it right now and just blaming everything around him.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean – the game in Tennessee, you can blame the conditions and all that stuff, and it was a tough game. But if you're building a Dolphins team, you have to build a team that can win in Buffalo, in New England, in the Meadowlands in the winter, because you have your season on the line like that. Okay, then yesterday, he had a great first series, 5 for 5, I believe, for 54 or 7 for 7 for 54 yards. He had 55 yards passing the rest of the game. I mean, they had a great running game. The defense helped put him up. And so, again, not a lot was asked of him for the win. But, I don't see the greatness there that 3 years were sacrificed for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what they've done. They've sacrificed 3 seasons. And I love the Dolphins fans because it's always, in 2 years, they're going to be great. You just stick with this plan. For the last 20 years, it's been, in 2 years, we're going to be great. You know, what's wrong with living for this season, trying to win this season?
Dave, it's your picture. It's the Groundhog Day picture. You asked what the bar is set for this team. It's the Groundhog picture. It's basically what it's 8-8. It's 9-8. It's 8-9. Like, that's the bar, and it's crazy that that's where we are as a franchise now, as a Miami Dolphins franchise, from where we were to where we are now.
I don't think it's about going 8-9 or 8-8.
But that's where the bar is set, Joe. You're not better than that.
It's just stupid.
We can all
remember
when Tula went 9-7, and people were saying, "Let's move on." You know, and made the playoffs and. I mean, we're not even talking about making a run in the playoffs. It's just, can they make the playoffs?
Right.
You know, I mean, can they be the seventh team just above average in the league and make the playoffs?
Dave, we didn't get anything accomplished with you today. I'm just going to want to let you know that's frustrating too. I was kind of hoping you were going to say something
therapy,
to make
Joe.
Me
Thank
feel
you.
Good. No, I was hoping you were going to help me feel better about walking out and not feeling great, even though we beat the Patriots. And I was like, we came up short, man. We're like, now how many years is this we haven't made it? And then the Patriot fans going, hey, man, enjoy your offseason. We got another game next week. We'll see who we're playing. I go, yeah, you're right. We've done this with you before. Dave, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll talk.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.